The Senate Housing Committee will come to order. Okay, good afternoon, everyone. In response to the COVID-19 public health emergency and to protect the public, legislators, and staff, we must limit non-essential gatherings and adhere to social distancing and face covering guidelines. In compliance with these orders, the Senate has made necessary adjustments to our normal practices in order to ensure that the public continues to have safe access to the legislative process. We're holding our committee hearing today here in the Capitol. I ask all members of the committee to be present in the Senate chambers. It looks like we're doing well so far, so we can establish our quorum. To allow public access, we have admitted members of the public in this chambers in our hearing room today to the extent that social distancing allows for it. And we will be using a teleconference service for those individuals who wish to testify today telephonically. For anyone wishing to provide telephonic public comment, the toll-free number and access code is posted on our committee website, but I will state it now. The number is 877-336-4437, and the access code is 826-8428. There is more information and instructions on our website. When we move to public comment, you'll be prompted by a moderator to dial 1, then 0 for support or for opposition. Press this only one time, and then please wait patiently for an operator to assign you a line number. Once you receive your line number, you will wait in the queue for the moderator to call your line number. At that time, you'll be unmuted and can speak. Please note that in order for us to hear you clearly and to avoid acoustic feedback, you need to mute the device that you're watching the hearing on while you're giving your telephonic testimony. One second. We have one bill on today's agenda, and before we start, we will establish a quorum. So, Madam Consultant, if you could please establish a quorum.
Wiener?
Present.
Wiener here. Bates?
Here.
Bates here. Cortese?
Here.
Cortese here. Caballero? McGuire?
Here.
McGuire here. Ochoa Bogue? Ochoa Bogue here. Skinner?
Here.
Skinner here. Umberg? Wachowski?
Here.
Wachowski here. We have a quorum.
Okay, a quorum has been established. So we will now hear our first and only bill by Senator Hertzberg. Mr. Majority Leader, welcome, and you may present Senate Bill 513.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chairman and members. Most directly, this bill requires the Department of Housing and Community Development to establish a grant program to provide funding to homeless shelters to provide shelter, food, and basic veterinary services for pets owned by individuals experiencing homelessness. Why are we doing this, and what has happened over the last couple of years? What we've learned is, as we have engaged in a series of endeavors to try to deal with this challenging issues of people who are without homes, is that many of them have pets that are critical to their lives. They provide comfort and everything valuable to them. And I've personally gone to some of these shelters where people say they won't go into them because they won't take their pets. The data is a little different among different institutions, but the bottom line is a significant number, probably 10 to 15% of people who are living on the streets have pets. So as we spend money in so many different ways to get people to come into shelters, this is one of the most humane and simplest and least expensive measures. I've had this bill, this is the third time I've been up here with this bill, and what happened was the first time we didn't establish the program, but we put $5 million in, and it was more than doubly oversubscribed for the grant program. And I've seen around the state a number of these various organizations that are over the moon and people whose lives have been turned upside down because of it. The next year came back and went to $10 million, which was recently approved in the budget that we approved last year on the 15th of June, coming up for next year. So dollar for dollar, it's thoughtful, it's intelligent, it's humane, it works, and it's been substantially oversubscribed. What I'm asking this committee today is to make this permanent, obviously subject to appropriations. But instead of now, we've basically done two pilots that I've been successful with everybody else's support here to get into the budget, Madam Budget Chair, but to make this program permanent, of course, each year subject to an appropriation, but to actually say that we've got something that works, that's cost-effective, that's humane, that's intelligent, and gets people off the street and takes care of their pets. Ask for your support of this measure.
Thank you very much, Senator. And do you have lead witnesses? I know there are supporters, but are there lead witnesses? Otherwise, we'll just go to general.
Of course, never read anything that's given to me. Let's see if it says, yes, I have witnesses. We have the great Ken Kraft, president of Hope of the Valley Rescue Mission in San Fernando, in the San Fernando Valley, whose facilities I have visited and where we delivered the $10 million check last time, and Susan Riggs, the American Society for the Prevention of Cruelty to Animals.
Okay, thank you. So each of those witnesses will receive 2 minutes, and I ask that you keep to that time limit. And so we will proceed to those lead witnesses. Mr. or Madam Operator.
Thank you. Which line would you like to begin with?
Senator who?
Mr. Kraft, Ken Kraft, President of Hope of the Valley.
Thank you. Mr. Kraft, your line is open.
Great. Well, thank you. It's always a privilege to be able to be a part of something that is changing the trajectory of the homeless humanitarian crisis that we all see that has unfolded around us. And thank you, Senator Hertzberg, and other legislators and leaders for really taking this seriously. You know, a couple of weeks ago, I had the privilege of intentionally living 100 hours unsheltered on the streets of Los Angeles. It was a deliberate attempt to walk a few miles in the footsteps of those who have to live this every day. And one of the things that became apparently real to me, and that is staying sober and staying sane while living on the streets is near impossible. Just the loneliness, the fear of being unsheltered, not having walls, not having a roof. And I'll be honest with you, I wanted my dog with me. I love my dog. And I thought, man, I would feel so much safer if my boxer dog was sleeping next to me. And I had the privilege of overseeing 16 homeless shelters in the greater San Fernando Valley area. And I see firsthand that by not allowing pets to come into the shelters, we are putting up barriers that are preventing people from ending their homelessness. And so I cannot strongly endorse this bill more than simply saying we need this. It is part of the critical component and critical pathway to helping people exit the streets and exiting homelessness for good by making sure we're caring for both ends of the leash, as Senator Hertzberg says.
Thank you very much. We will now proceed to the second witness.
That line is open.
Yes, good afternoon, Chair Wiener and members of the Senate Housing Committee. My name is Susan Riggs, Senior Director of Housing Policy for the ASPCA. Founded in 1866, the ASPCA was one of the first humane societies to be established in North America, and today it's one of the world's largest. The ASPCA believes that pets and people belong together, that financial circumstances are not a reliable indicator for the capacity to love and care for a companion animal, and that strong bonds between people and pets make for stronger communities. At this time of extraordinary stress and uncertainty, the emotional and mental health benefits that pets provide for persons experiencing the trauma of eviction, displacement, or homelessness are critical. Unfortunately, most of the housing created in prior decades to provide a safety net for those experiencing emergency housing needs were not designed to accommodate pets, and yet the body of research has grown exponentially in recent years to demonstrate that by allowing pets, we remove a significant barrier to safe and stable housing, especially among the chronically homeless. This research shows that animal companionship is fortifying and contributes to the emotional well-being of the people experiencing homelessness. However, due to the limited availability of pet-friendly shelters and services, pet ownership often serves as a significant barrier to entry for unsheltered people. pet assistance and support program provides an elegant and low-cost solution for removing this barrier. In fact, it's rare to have such low-hanging fruit when it comes to addressing issues of affordable housing. The grant amounts utilized during the first round of the notice of funding availability provided by HCD range from $100,000 to a maximum of $200,000 per grantee, a very small investment to ensure that we can move our unhoused neighbors from the streets to a safer, more stable environment. In interviewing the first round grantees, we received feedback that these investments were generous in allowing these facilities to not just provide the necessary retrofitting, but also to provide the support for both owners and pets for the long-term success and permanent housing.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much for your consideration of Senate Bill 513.
Okay, thank you very much. We'll now move to general public comment. Is there anyone in the gallery who wishes to testify in support of SB 513? I don't see anyone. We do not have an overflow room today. So we will now go to the phones. Will the moderator please open the phone lines for people wishing to testify in support of SB 513? And as a reminder, we've already had our lead testimony, so please limit your testimony to your name, your affiliation, if any, and the fact of your support. Thank you.
If you'd like to join the queue to share your support for this bill, using your phone, please press 1 followed by 0. Again, using your telephone keypad, you may press 1 and then 0 to share support. We do have a few lines in queue, Mr. Chair. One moment, please. Our first line of support will be line 1212. Your line is open.
Thank you. Good afternoon, Senators. This is Matt Robinson on behalf of the Humane Society of the United States, asking for your support today. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Next, we have line 1010. Your line is open.
Good afternoon. Elizabeth Orrick, National Manager of Housing Initiatives for Best Friends Animal Society, here in full support of SB 513. And thank you so much, Senator Hertzberg, for your leadership on this important issue.
Line 1313.
Thank you, Senators. My name is Lindsay Verheilig, calling on behalf of the Animal Legal Defense Fund. We would like to go on the record in support of SB 513. Thank you for your time.
Line 1414.
Afternoon, Mr. Chair and members. Madison Dwelly with Political Solutions on behalf of Mars Inc. and Mars Pet Care in support. Thank you.
And our final line in queue is line 1515.
Hello, Chair and members. Caroline Cerencioni on behalf of the League of California Cities in support of SB 513. Thank you.
No further lines in queue at this time.
Okay, thank you very much. We'll now go to opposition, if any, to SB 513. There is no registered opposition and no lead witnesses identified. Is there anyone in the gallery wishing to testify against SB 513? I see no one. Again, we do not have an overflow room today, so we will go to the phone lines. Will the moderator please queue up any opposition to SB 513? And please let me know how many people are queued up.
Very good. To state a position of opposition on this bill, you may press 1 and then 0 using your telephone keypad. Again, you may press 1 followed by 0 to state opposition. Having allowed a moment for residents to place themselves in queue, that we have no one in the queue at this time.
Oh, great. Okay, great. Thank you. We'll now bring the item back to the committee. I want to, first of all, thank the author for continuing to pursue this important issue. We know that so many people who are experiencing homelessness do have animals, usually a dog, but not always, and for many reasons. It's a form of companionship. It's a form of security. It's a form of family for people who really are so easily detached from society in so many ways. And you know, the old way of looking at it, where you can't bring a pet with you into a homeless shelter, was just even though I understand why operationally they that rule existed, it's just very counterproductive to making it easy for people to come in off the streets, to access services, to transition towards housing. And so this new model, more like a navigation center where people can come in with their belongings, with their partner, and with their animal, is incredibly important and helps people get healthy and heal and transition to a better life. So I really want to thank the author for bringing this forward, including relating to veterinary services, because that's another issue, making sure that these pets are healthy. So I'm recommending an aye vote on this bill. Is there any comments or questions from members of the committee? Okay, seeing none. Do we have a motion? Senator Wycowski, my apologies.
Move the bill.
Okay, Senator Mike Wycowski has moved the bill.
Closing statement.
And we will afford the author the opportunity to close.
Yeah, I just wanted to share with the committee that I think it was 2019, Senator, that you were working on the same idea together and that you were a part of this at the very outset and have been in your housing bill. I think it was 18 or 19. I can't remember what year it was, but I remember having long conversations with you and partnering with you on this. So I just wanted to tell you how much I appreciate that. And I want to echo the words of Susan Riggs, where I think she captured best that this is an elegant, low-cost solution for unhoused neighbors and their pets. Ask for an aye vote.
Great. We have a motion by Senator Wycowski. And Madam Consultant, can you please call the roll?
This is Senate Bill 513 by Senator Hertzberg. The motion is due pass, but first be re-referred to the Committee on Appropriations. Senator Wiener?
Aye.
Wiener, aye. Bates?
Aye.
Bates, aye. Caballero? Cortese?
Aye.
Cortese, aye. McGuire?
Aye.
McGuire, aye. Ochoa-Bogue?
Aye.
Ochoa-Bogue, aye. Skinner? Aye. Skinner, aye. Umberg? Wycowski?
Aye.
7-0.
Great. The item passes 7-0. Thank you very much, Senator Hertzberg. This is the only item on our agenda. And so with that, our business is concluded and we are adjourned.